I have a heavy, heavy burden to raise up intercessors to begin to cry out for America. As I said a couple of weeks ago, we have a portal open right now. The door is open for evangelism like never before. The door is open for us to intercede and pray. This nation, if it's going to remain a nation, has got to repent before Almighty God. I'm sensing this so strong in my spirit. And there's something we can do. We can pray. We can pray. We can remain faithful to God. We can go to church. We can warn the lost. We can witness and help build the kingdom of God. But most of all, we can pray and intercede for a spiritual awakening for this nation and for this tri-state area. Praise God. He's raising up a people, and that's why we're teaching, and I'm teaching on intercession right now. And we have shared, it's a continuation. If you want to hear all of it, just go to he'salive.net, download past programs. But the word intercession in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word is pagah, which means to hit the mark. And we know there are three things that we have to hit the mark. There has to be the archer. There has to be the bow. There has to be the arrow. And the archer, he must aim right. Well, the archer is the Lord, and he will always aim right. The arrows, however, must be straight, and they must be sharp, and that's me and you. And we cannot forfeit the use of the bow, which is the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it says in Romans chapter 8, it's impossible to hit the mark without Holy Spirit. Because even the Apostle Paul said he could even pray as he should pray without the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1, 11 says that the Spirit signifies. So the strength of hitting the mark is in the bow. It's what shoots us forward. It's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit signifies. In other words, the Spirit of God gives us the signals on how to pray. Psalm 127 says this, "Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain." Verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who finds his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." That is intercession. Yes. Are you interceding? Are you speaking to the enemies of the cause of Christ? Are you speaking to the enemies in intercession, praying for your spiritual leaders? Isaiah 49 verse 2 says, "And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand. He has hidden me." Was it talking about? It's talking about the arrow. Are you an arrow that will hit the mark of intercession? Because if you don't, who will? If not now, when? It's time. It's time to pray. Father, I thank you that you're raising up intercessors that will hit the mark in prayer. They will speak to the enemy. And that's a part of intercession, is speaking to the enemy the word of God. Speaking to the enemy and saying, "Thus it is written." And I believe, Father, I thank you as you're raising them up. I believe with all of my heart, you're going to signify, Holy Spirit, you're going to signify how to pray, how to intercede, when to intercede. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God.